It's your hot dog song of the week with Jarvex. Make Oklahoma weirder.
Hey listeners, it's Jarvex again with my hot dog song of the week.
Hot dog.
From the opening glimmer of its electric guitar strum rippling across rhythmic acoustic guitar, the song I'm playing for you this episode is pretty straightforward about the sound and aesthetic it's going for. It's dreamy, it's soft, and it's caught somewhere between memories of the past and ruminations of the present. The song is called Strangers, and it's by Oklahoma City bedroom pop artist Ford Chastain. If that name rings a bell, it might just be because you were around during the heyday of a band called Stardeath and White Dwarfs, a 2010s psych rock group that caught a lot of breaks thanks to its direct connection to the Flaming Lips. Ford Chastain was in that band at a young age and undoubtedly picked up a lot of experience and knowledge from the band's run, but that's honestly where the relevance begins and ends. I would never have made the connection musically because years later, Chastain has seemingly settled down for a more traditional life after rock stardom and taken to a much more laid-back take on music. And that's not a bad thing at all. Chastain's new debut solo album released yesterday. It's called Wavelines, and it's full of the atmospheric guitar effects and understated vocals that you're about to hear in Strangers. There's an illusion of effortlessness here, conveying a sort of carefree dream pop that only comes with studied execution. Whether simplicity is a strength or a weakness has a lot to do with intent, and like I said, this plays it pretty intentionally straight in the music department. The complexity comes from deep within the lyrics. Strangers, for instance, is all about loss and limbo, a feeling of being adrift in life as the days blur into one another. There is a discomfort buried in this album, but it's subtle, like the hard, uncooked pea beneath 20 mattresses in Hans Christian Andersen's Princess and the Pea story. You only recognize the bothersome ghosts that haunt Chastain from a foggy distance if you're especially sensitive to them because of just how foregone they are. His perspective as songwriter does not provide answers or lessons. He doesn't have any. There is no closure to these loose ends, so his lyrics are aimless and tired, just as his voice sounds passive instead of active. Life becomes a dream without logic, and at some point you just let the stream of consciousness carry you along. Wavelines is also on cassette tape, by the way, which I think is a perfect choice, since the timbre of Chastain's songs here are very similar from one track to the next. The fluidity of the tracklist will play well with a format that operates in only side A and side B rather than individual tracks. Also, as tape inevitably wears over time, I expect this will age very well. As analog fuzz and warp begins to affect the music, it will sound even more distant and nostalgic in the future. You can get that tape, by the way, on a tape label in Slovakia called Start Track. So head over to Bandcamp if you want to pre-order one. And if you aren't sure, here's a little sample to help you decide. From his new debut album, Wavelines, here is Strangers by Ford Chastain. Thank you. To get more of my take on Oklahoma music, follow my blog and community platform, Make Oklahoma Weirder, which I run with my partner, Electra. You can find us at makeoklahomaweirder.com or on social media at WeirderOK, where we put out live music recommendations, music reviews, and other fun stuff. If you want to support us, pick up some of our merch available at select local retailers like Dig It in OKC's Plaza District, or consider joining our Patreon for as little as $1 a month. This podcast is produced by KOSU Radio and the Spy FM, and is adapted from a radio segment I contribute to Lindsay's Lounge, a radio show that airs every Saturday at 8 p.m. on KOSU The Spy. The opening jingle was written and performed by Lindsay Cox. The hot dog sound bites were improvised by Timothy and Mary Stevens. The outro music was written and performed by Sephra Schuber. And I'm your host, Evan Jarvix. Thank you for tuning in and supporting new independent music. I'll be back next week with another Oklahoma-based artist who I hope will make you exclaim, "Hot dog!"
As you go about your morning routine, there are a few things that are a must. You brush your teeth, put on a fresh pair of clothes, maybe even try to eat something before rushing out the door. You are busy. That's why we started the KOSU Daily Podcast, so you can get all the news you need while you're on the go. Subscribe to the KOSU Daily Podcast today.